USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen testified before a House committee to make a case that there is a crisis at the southern border. She tried to defend the separation and detention of children at the border.
Are we still using cages for children?
That's Congressman Benny Thompson, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at. Some of
them. And I've seen the cages.
Nielsen tried to explain.
Sir, they're not cages.
What are they?
Areas of the border facility that are carved out for the safety and protection of those who remain there while they're being processed.
Secretary Nielsen also defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points. The S&P 500 lost 18 points, and the Nasdaq dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is telling all to Congress. He had a return visit with the House Intelligence Committee. Chairman Adam Schiff.
We had requested documents of Mr. Cohen. He has provided additional documents to the committee. There may be additional documents that he still has to offer, and his cooperation with our committee continues. So I think the members found it an enormously productive session.
Cohen offered the documents to back up his claim that President Trump's lawyers edited his false statements to Congress about the Trump Tower Moscow project. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. And I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from adding a question on citizenship to the 2020 census. Some privacy groups are worried the census could have access to sensitive personal data about non-citizens. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The federal judge in San Francisco is saying that Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross has failed to offer a plausible reason for adding a citizenship question to the census. Judge Richard Seaborg wrote in his ruling that Ross's reliance on the Voting Rights Act to justify the question was, quote, arbitrary and capricious. The Supreme Court is due to take up the issue in April this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The February numbers are out regarding how many people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
More than 76,000 people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February, a remarkable leap that more than doubles the number of border apprehensions during that same time period last year. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News reacting to those numbers.
It is absolutely abhorrent that Democrats are still refusing to acknowledge the crisis on the border, particularly when Barack Obama himself even called it a crisis in 2014. We know exactly what it is, and it's time they start doing their jobs and actually fixing it.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.